takes the puck away, then gave it away. Bartkowski shoots, he scores! Matt Bartkowski into the lineup because of injury on a big giveaway, gives the Boston Bruins a 1-0 lead.
And what a big goal, his first career goal.
That was the first career goal for Matt Bartkowski. Motley 93.7 WEEI. We welcome back the Ohio State guy, the Pittsburgh native. Matt Motley, how are you?
Good, how are you guys doing?
All right, so what, should I just start calling you like Mini Chara? You led the team in ice time with Zdeno across the pond last night. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know about the whole Mini Chara thing, but it was a fun game.
What's it like? I mean, last night you're looking at that game and 2-0, you figured as a viewer, you're like, well, yeah, this has got a tough game written all over it, right? St. Louis, big, physical, one of the better teams in the NHL, no Chara. You guys fight back and pull a point out of it. I think it showed a lot. Obviously not, you know, happy about the loss, but still, to go into that environment, I think it's nice to pull out a point.
Yeah, it definitely is. We didn't put ourselves in a good spot giving up that two-goal lead, but we fought back, and, you know, in the end, I think we should have won that game. We had a lot of good chances that we didn't score on, and well, their goalie made some good saves, but, you know, the puck just didn't bounce our way.
You're such a great group of young defensemen here, Matt. I'm curious, when you know Chara is going to miss a couple of games here, and obviously you get an expanded role, expanded ice time last night. Do you talk about that with Kevin and with Torrey and recognize that for a couple of games we're going to be asked to play a different role and try to, you know, focus on that role while Zdeno Chara is overseas?
Yeah, we don't really talk about it. I think it's kind of just understood, but you know, we're not really – thinking about Z being out of the lineup or anything. We're just trying to focus on playing our games, and we don't, you know, we're not trying to change too much of what we do. If we try and do too much, then it ends up hurting the team or being detrimental. So as long as we all play our games, you know, we'll just get some more minutes. And you know what, last night was a good sign of how deep our D core is. I thought we played pretty strong, pretty well, and you know, didn't like the outcome, but like I said, I think we should have won.
I just wonder if you guys talk a lot about, I don't know if you've seen some of the Twitter things, reaction on internet about the Olympics. And you got, you know, obviously you got some of your core guys heading over there. I don't know if you've seen, the Chara's bed? How they just put an ottoman at the end of the bed to try to make it a little bit longer for this guy? It's actually his. I mean, yeah. Have you guys joked about it? Been like, hey, what the hell are you in for? Have you seen it the last couple of days?
I haven't seen the picture of his bed, but I've seen some of the other pictures of the hotels and the area they're staying around. I don't know if they're real or people are just, you know, giving a bad name to Sochi, but you know, I heard it's not great over there.
We got to go to Buffalo this weekend. We'll take Buffalo, multiply it by about 100,000, and that's what they're dealing with over in Sochi. I know, obviously, Team USA is a team that we'll be keeping an eye on, and Bruins fans here will watch us, Team USA. Is that something you think about, Matt? Is that a goal for you in the future, you know, next time around, maybe being part of that Team USA?
I don't really think about it. I mean, you know, I'm just focused on, you know, I just basically got into the league, so I'm just kind of focused on what do I have to do now and how do I get better. But you'd like to think that someday your best is good enough to play in the Olympics, and it would be a great honor if I could.
You know, guys that are involved in it, you know, it's great pride playing for your country and going over there. What about the guys that aren't? You know, how do you feel about this break of the season? Just 2 weeks. What is it like for you guys?
It'll be a nice break. You know, we don't get very many days of Christmas, and this is a lot longer than the All-Star break. So, it'll be good to have some days off, but you also have to stay disciplined and make sure you're eating right. You know, make sure you don't have too many beers and not too much fun, because that 2 weeks, if you don't do anything, it'll kill you.
Well, that's my problem every time I go on vacation, too many beers. Matt Bartkowski of the Bruins is joining us. When you look at last year to this year, Matt, I've heard athletes say all the time that after you've gotten that first taste of it, that things start to slow down when you get that next opportunity, whether it's, you know, your first call up to the major leagues, or your first game in the NFL. For you, coming back with this team after getting a taste last year, is that real? Is the game slow down, or is that all bullcrap that you athletes try to spin us?
I think it does slow down, but I think it's more just your comfort level and your confidence level. The more and more you play, and the more that you understand that, you know, you yourself, you should be there, and you're good enough, and you're there for a reason. Once you understand that, I think that, you know, your instincts just kind of take over, and you just play the game like you know you can.
Now, last year you dealt with some of this, these talks right around the trade deadline. I mean, I think you actually thought you were traded at one point. Does that experience help you this year? Does anything change? I know you never want to think about it.
Yeah, you know what? At the time it happened, I did think I was traded along with, I think, everybody else in the hockey world, including everyone in this organization. But it's something that, no, I really didn't worry about then, and I don't really even think about now. If you're focused on something you can't even control, then your head's in the wrong place, and ultimately it just comes down to your play. You know, if you're playing well and you give them a reason to keep you, then that's good. And, you know, I want to be here, so hopefully I play well enough.
We're talking to Bruins defensive Matt Barkowski. You say you avoid it. You just, this time of year, I mean, when Dennis Seidenberg goes down, the popular opinion is, well, the Bruins need a top four defenseman. They need a left-handed shot. And you say you not read the paper. Do you tell your friends, look, I don't want to hear what you read on NHL blogs. I don't want to read any of that stuff, and just say I want to focus on this team right now?
Yeah, honestly, I don't even pay attention to any of it. I just try and day in and day out go to the rink, focus on what I need to do, watch video, listen to the coaches, and you know, try and get better. I mean, you know, like I said, if you're worried about getting traded or you know, if the sun will come up tomorrow or something like that, then you're not focused on the game and you're not mentally ready.
Hey, what's it like, Ben, this year? Last night I watched the Behind the Bee, and I'm just wondering what it's been like, right, for you guys as players to constantly have cameras there. Yesterday, last night, the episode kind of giving it to Kevin Miller, call him the $1.6 million man, right, because of the new contract he'd signed. But does it get uncomfortable for you guys? You have to be cautious because the cameras are around?
At first, it was different because, at least personally, I've never really experienced something like that. It was, you know, you didn't really know what to say around the cameras, what you can say, what you can't, what jokes you can tell, all that. But now, you know, being however many months into the season, I think it's just normal. We don't even really notice them there or anything. So
see, that's when it gets dangerous, because now your guard is down. Now you're comfortable. Now you're going to say some stuff that might get you in the principal's office, even though they probably never let it go on TV.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully they'll edit all the, I guess, the fun stuff out.
Are you, as a team, Matt, do you guys watch that? You know, is there like, hey, did you see the reaction to Kevin Miller's hit in the episode last night? Are you guys talking about what they're showing on this show?
I didn't watch the episode last night, but I've seen all the other ones, and we don't really talk about it that much, but I think it's pretty interesting to watch.
How about this? I was told the other night in the dressing room that you got attacked by a cameraman. Is that true? Did a cameraman like basically fall on top of you after the game the other night?
Yeah, well, I was just standing in my stall because I got requested to talk, and obviously Z got requested to talk, and he's right next to me, so they all come barging in, and usually they're pretty polite and everything, but this guy just got a little overzealous and started running in there, and he just bumped me out of the way. It wasn't a big deal.
Well, he didn't get called for a penalty, obviously.
Swing on him?
Did you yell at him? A couple expletives? A push? What do we get?
I don't know. I might have. I was pretty upset at the time, but it really was. I mean, it wasn't bad enough to be warranted. So, you know, it wasn't really that big of a deal.
Matt, we appreciate the time. The 2 weeks, you're going to stay away from a lot of beer. You're going to focus on the hockey, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes. Best of luck as you play one more before the Olympic break, and we'll try to keep the cameraman out of your stall going forward.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
There he is, Matt Barkowski, young Bruins defenseman, joining us here on the AT&T Hotline.